And in the United Kingdom, a big decision coming up this Thursday. Voters will decide whether to exit the European Union. The recent polls are mixed, and the vote is expected to be very close. The heated campaigns for and against a Brexit were put on hold last week after the murder of politician Joe Cox, who was in favor of staying in the EU. Marcel Fratscher is the president of the German Institute for Economic Research, and he joins us now from Berlin. Marcel, you've been watching this closely. How important is Britain to the European economy?
Britain is an important partner. It's the second biggest economy in the European Union. It is highly integrated in terms of trade. It is, for instance, the third most important trading partner for Germany. Germany is the biggest economy in the EU. And probably most importantly, London is the most important financial center. In fact, the only really global financial center that Europe has. So from those perspectives, there is quite a substantial risk for the economy of the European Union, in particular of open economies like Germany, that if the UK were to leave, the rest of Europe would pay a high price for that.
Let's talk about those connections between the UK and Germany. How close are they tied?
Germany and UK are very important economic partners. They trade a lot with each other, and they're also very important political partners. In terms of trade, as an example, Germany exports to the UK make 4% of German GDP. We estimate a Brexit could lower those exports by one-eighth. That may not sound very big, but that would mean German economy may grow 0.5% less next year if Brexit occurred. So it's an important trading partner, but it's also a very important political partner. The UK is very pro-market. It's very market-oriented. It's pushing very hard to improve, to deepen the single market in Europe. And that's also very much in Germany's interest. So UK and Germany are also very important political partners.
Well, on the issue of trade, one of the big questions is whether or not the United Kingdom would be able to renegotiate trade deals with different countries on its own. The United States has said that Britain would be at the back of the line when it comes to this. Do you think that Germany would be willing to negotiate a new trade deal with Britain?
If the UK leaves, it is out. So there's no way to be, you know, out, but at the same time be in on trade. The best deal the UK would get, in my view, if it were to leave, is what Switzerland or Norway have, which are not part of the European Union, which means, you know, they can trade, there are no big tariff barriers, but at the same time, those countries have no say whatsoever in the legislation and the setting of standards in any of the decision-making process within the European Union. And the same would hold for the UK. The UK would be isolated, and if it tries to negotiate trade deals globally with the United States or with Asia, those countries won't take it very seriously, because taken alone, the UK is just a really, really tiny economy from a global perspective.
Supporters of a Brexit say that there will be some economic pain, probably in the UK, also probably in the EU in the short term, but that over the course of time, things would improve. Do you agree with that?
No, the economic cost for the UK will not become smaller over time, but rather bigger. You will see that in the financial sector. Probably, you know, over the next year, not every bank in the UK may say, okay, we're closing down, we're moving somewhere else. But in the long run, a lot of banks will realize the City of London is not the place to be anymore. It's maybe better to be in New York or in Hong Kong or Shanghai or maybe in Frankfurt or Paris. So this will be a slow process. So the biggest impact may still be in the short run for the next 1 or 2 years, but it will continue to have an impact. And there's really absolutely nothing the UK is going to gain in terms of economic strength, in terms of economic advantage. It may have a weaker pound, but having a weak currency doesn't help you in the long run either. I mean, companies would invest less in the UK, both UK companies and foreign companies. Innovation would be less. And in the long run, there is really absolutely no advantage for the UK economy, neither for, you know, highly skilled, trained people, nor for people with low incomes. Everyone would pay a very high price for that.
But isn't there a way in which a marginalized UK economically would benefit countries like Germany, in a way getting rid of some competition on the global market and providing more opportunity for a country like yours?
One mistake many people make in Europe is that they see different European countries as competitors. Countries in Europe are first and foremost partners. And you see that in the global value chain. So in other words, if you look at a German export product, a German automobile that they're exporting to China, it has a huge input from UK companies, from Spanish companies. So Europe really functions more and more like one big production network. So there's not an issue of, you know, UK cars cannot compete with German cars. So we really need to think of Europe as partners, all part of the same production process. And it's either all of Europe succeeds globally in competing with the US, in competing with Asia, or all fail together.
Mm. Marcel Fratscher is the president of the German Institute for Economic Research. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.